In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, forgiveness is a central theme of the Bible and the Christian faith. Human beings are in desperate need for forgiveness. Psalm 130 expresses man's deep reflection on this. Let us listen and consider its content. God's Word. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is plentiful redemption. And He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. God's Word. Brothers and sisters, this psalm is one of a set of 15 psalms called Songs of Ascent. Old Testament believers traditionally sang them going up to worship in the temple. Psalm 130 begins with the deep anguish of the human soul struggling and longing for inward peace. The expression, out of the depths I cry, reflects deep anxiety, yet the cry is addressed to the Lord. The second verse pleads for divine mercy. The third honestly identifies the concern, which is an accumulation of sins or iniquities. This truthfully and realistically expresses the plague of all humanity. Our sins manifest our selfishness, self-centeredness, blind greed, and foolish pride. This applies to sins of the heart, that is, desiring or lusting after what is not rightfully ours. It applies to sins of the mind as we entertain negative thoughts, whether about the true living God or other people. It also applies to the idle or hurtful words we say. Every day we all struggle with sins of the heart, mind, and lips. We might not admit our sins to others, yet inwardly we cannot avoid sensing their heavy burden. Brothers and sisters, the words out of the depths openly admit inward struggle with the heavy weight of sin. Some succeed in suppressing the sense of guilt, refusing to admit it even to themselves. They often develop a mechanism of self-justification. Repeat offenders do so, allowing self-centeredness to suppress the cries of their human consciences. Some even develop a sense of satisfaction in wrongdoing, giving themselves the right to take advantage of others and even inflict pain or harm on them. Sadly, even religion can lead to terrible self-righteousness. People can become convinced that their religiousness justifies selfish, proud, or greedy behavior. Some despise those who do not share their religious convictions or practices. Religious fanaticism leads to blind self-assurance, justifying harm to others. Brothers and sisters, both habitual wrongdoing and self-righteous religiosity can separate us from the reality of our need for divine forgiveness. In contrast, Psalm 130 is a healthy acknowledgement of human sinfulness. It's addressed to the holy living God. He is not only almighty and all-knowing, but also gracious, merciful, and self-giving. Verse 4 reminds us that He is the one with whom there is forgiveness. This true living God of the Bible demonstrated His self-giving love in person, in full humanity, as the promised Messiah. Regardless of the number of our iniquities and despite the depth of our depravity and guilt, there is hope. The fifth verse says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word, I hope. Noah, Abraham, David, and other believers were conscious of their desperate need for God's provision of forgiveness. Their hope for forgiveness was not in religious activities or good deeds. Their souls patiently and confidently clung to God's promises. Yes, God's word promised divine provision for forgiveness. With the psalmists, they could address the Lord, saying, with you, there is forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, the hope of God's people was in the promised seed or offspring of Abraham and David, coming through the woman to bring blessing to all families of the earth. This was the one vital and firm and abiding objective of the whole record of the Old Testament scriptures. And both Old and New Testaments speak of the woman as the nation through which the line of the Redeemer was preserved and the divine plan to provide forgiveness was recorded. The Apostle Paul, in the first chapter of his message to the Ephesians, so beautifully tells of its fulfillment for believers in our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus, the incarnate Word, we read. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. Yes, brothers and sisters, there is divine forgiveness, full and free. This was mysteriously announced and prepared for in the Old Testament scriptures. We could not pay for it. The gracious and self-giving Almighty Lord took the cost on Himself. At the birth of His son, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptizer, was blessed by coming to grips with the fulfillment of God's promise. In the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, we read his testimony. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for He has visited and redeemed His people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant David, as He spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember His holy covenant, the oath that He swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.